in the text, Jesus is on the mountain teaching the Beatitudes. These Beatitudes tells us of those who are poor, those who are hungry, those who weep, those whose hearts are pure, those who work to establish peace, and those who suffer for the cause of justice. These individuals are all classified as blessed in the kingdom of God. Then the Sermon on the Mount speaks of the response of those who are blessed. What is our responsibility? It tells us, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. All who are blessed are called to a responsibility. This responsibility requires Christian discipleship and membership in the kingdom of God. When it comes to Jesus using the light as a metaphor, we must know the significance of it. Is there a difference between lighting a match and lighting a candle? Is there a difference between a candle and a lamp? The significance of a match, a candle, and a lamp is more important. They all give off light, but they all require someone to care for them. We don't make much use of candles and lamps. We would rather use a light bulb. You turn it on and it keeps going until it blows out and needs to be replaced. Can I get a witness here this morning? But even the light bulb has someone to care for it. Again, let it be known that light cannot be produced unless there is a power company involved. But the power company cannot be operational unless there are some employees to maintain the generator, which produce electricity. In order for our lights to be proactive, we must be hooked up on to the right power source. Well, light is very common. Therefore, in the Bible, along with darkness, light is often used to contrast knowledge. Here it almost certainly stands for the world's opportunity to perceive the truth about Jesus. The world is in dark about God, but Christians turn on the lights. Light allows people to see. Christians allow the world to understand how much God loved them and what Jesus has done to restore their relationship with Him. First point this morning, we must, as saints of God, must be visible light. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Verse 14 says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Our text says that we are the light of the world. Since there that is so, we keep us going. If we left here without a Redeemer who dwells among us and within us. Yeah, by way of the third person of the Godhead Trinity, we should then remain in an incurable stage of life. We would then rise and to identity of a match. We would go out quickly. So, who keeps us going? God keeps us going. We need to be plugged into his steady streams of grace that flows through us, our Savior. If you notice that your light is weak, perhaps it is time to ask, am I plugged in to Christ? Yeah. We are called upon daily to drown darkness of our old nature and to surface daily to the newness of life, which is our in Christ. Once that darkness is drowned, we can get our shine on. Yeah. When we real light and darkness, light is sight, and darkness is blindness. Furthermore, light is having wisdom, and darkness is unawareness. Another way of looking at this, if we are a light bulb. Prayer is the alternating current. Prayers begin with God talking to us. God invites us and we respond. But prayer is more than our response. It is also listening to God speak to us. Am I right about it this morning? Well, if we don't listen, it's like we are only half plugged in. Mm-hmm. For it is not of our words, but the grace that comes from God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that gives the current. We listen to God by reading and studying his word. Yeah, our response to God's grace does not give light, but it does tell the light keeper we have received what was given and are ready to receive it again. Yeah. Second point here this morning, Greg Bueller, we must be vigilant lights. Verse 15 says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bush, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Yeah, God does not hide us under a bag.